Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8 o'clock. We have a crash that has closed the southbound side of the Durham Freeway near downtown. I'll show you the alternate route to get around it.
And a few light showers showing up on the radar. I'll show you what time the rain will arrive where you are.
And a tractor trailer catches fire on I-95 overnight. What led to the flames that forced the highway to be closed for more than 4 hours? We have a lot of news to get you caught up on this morning. We'll have that report from Naya with the audio working, we promise. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is good to have you along. Thanks for making us part of your midweek Wednesday. As we get things rolling, a little warmer than it has been to start the week. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Also, a chance of some showers.
A little bit of light rain showing up here on Dual Doppler 5000 radar. I've been following this one from back here in Charlotte this morning. Over the last few hours, as it's been sliding eastward, it's been dissipating. We have a very dry air mass in place over us right now. So it is, it's fizzling out as it moves eastward. But this band, the next one, is likely to slide on in and start to bring some rain mid-morning into, say, lunchtime through the Triangle area. We'll zoom in. It looks like it's over here in Moore County, and it's fizzling out down here in Cumberland County as well. A few light showers continuing there across parts of Harnett County. Here's a look at future cast. We have that band of rain that starts to move into our viewing area closer to 10 to lunchtime. Then it starts to slide southward during the afternoon, and our best chance of rain during the evening commute will be in our southern counties. So from Goldsboro to Clinton to Fayetteville to Southern Pines, as we start to see the rain tapering off from the Triangle area northward. It's all over after dinner time. It is cloudy all day and through the evening and overnight. And then tomorrow we're back to sunshine and a huge warm up is on the way. It's a lot warmer already this morning than it was this time yesterday. Here's a live look at downtown Fayetteville. We did have some showers that were showing up on the radar, but you can see it is dry there in downtown. So a lot of that rain evaporating before it reaches the ground. Temperatures across our area in the 40s now, which is a lot warmer than yesterday, anywhere from 15 to 20 degrees warmer. So we're out of the woods in terms of freezing temperatures. Farmers can relax for a little bit now. Mid-50s at lunchtime. We'll see a high of right around 60 degrees, again with rain tapering off later on this evening. Beautiful weather in our forecast for the next couple of days starting tomorrow. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
8:02, and we're following breaking news this morning. We have a crash on the southbound side of the Durham Freeway right around Briggs Avenue, and we have an overturned vehicle out there. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen that southbound side of the freeway. As we take a look at the sensors in that area, the backups now begin all the way back around the Mangum Street interchange on southbound 147 through downtown Durham, and it's slow as people encounter that closure. They're diverting traffic onto Briggs Avenue. A lot of people also using 55 or Alston Avenue as a good alternate route. That'll take you all the way down to I-40 this morning to get you on the other side of that closure. Seeing a little bit of a northbound delay as well with some onlooker delays, and those backups began on 885 northbound right there before the 147 split. Some better news up on the northeast side of Durham right now, where we have an earlier crash on 85 southbound around Club Boulevard, now clear, but still seeing some lingering delays coming in from Butner. Right now we're indicating about a 16-minute backup beginning right around the Falls Lake Bridge area all the way down to just before the Red Mill Road interchange. That earlier back alternate route using Cheek Road, now really not necessary as we see that vast improvement through that area. Around the rest of the triangle, looking at some crashes around Wake County, we had a report of a crash earlier on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Not seeing big delays with that one, only about a 6 or 7 minute backup between 42 and the bypass. Also picking up the usual backups on 440 westbound beginning around 87, extending out to just beyond Capitol Boulevard. Once you get to Six Forks Road, traffic looks good heading out to Glenwood Avenue and Wade Avenue.
All right. Thank you, Brian. A portion of I-95 South near Wilson reopened at 3 o'clock this morning after a tractor trailer carrying bread caught fire. Take a look at this video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Troopers tell us the truck's tire caught fire and the flames spread quickly. The driver had stopped to fuel up and some of it spilled onto the road. Hazmat crews had to help clean up, which closed the interstate for several hours. Luckily, no one was hurt.
A Manhattan grand jury will meet to talk about a possible indictment of former President Donald Trump. This comes after Trump predicted he would be arrested yesterday for his alleged involvement in a scheme to pay hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. No arrest or indictment came. The grand jury is expected to take a vote when it meets today. And overnight, we learned communications between Daniels and an attorney representing Trump have been turned over to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. That is according to a lawyer for the adult film actress. The exchanges date back to 2018, when Daniels was seeking an attorney. This raises the possibility Trump's attorney, Joe Tacopino, could be sidelined from his defense of the former president. Tacopino denies there is a conflict, and he never talked to Daniels.
Today, Roanoke Rapids will release why its police chief and captain are on administrative leave. WREL was there as the Roanoke Rapids City Council went into a closed-door session Tuesday night to discuss the personnel matter. Earlier this month, Chief B.L. Martin and Captain Jamie Hardy were placed on leave with no answers as to why. The city manager is scheduled to release a statement at 4 o'clock today. The city attorney said there will be no lapse in police services.
Our acting chief is Gorton Williams. He's right over there. You know, the community is, you know, the PD is still patrolling the streets and still making arrests and still, you know, detectives are still investigating cases.
Chief Martin and Captain Hardy have declined to say why they're on leave.
Pay increases and additional bonuses are coming for hundreds of educators and bus drivers in Wake County. The Board of Education unanimously approved the measure last night. Employees with advanced degrees will get a pay raise for the first time since 2013. Bus drivers will receive an additional $200 a month for perfect attendance. The approval comes as families and students across the district feel the impact of staffing shortages.
To recruit new bus drivers, to bring them in the mix because we're so short, but at the same time, we want to take the necessary steps to retain our existing bus drivers, and this is an opportunity to provide them additional pay throughout the year.
School board members say Wake Schools has savings that will cover at least some of the cost. The pay increases and new bonuses will take effect in July.
A plan to bring federally funded health insurance to hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians is nearing final approval. Lawmakers in the State House will debate the Medicaid expansion bill today. It passed through the Senate last week. The issue of Medicaid has been debated for a decade. If it makes it through the House, it will head to the governor's desk to become law. Medicaid expansion would not officially happen, however, until the new state budget is approved.
A physical education teacher and football coach at Southeast Raleigh High School is in jail, accused of sending sexually explicit messages to a student on Instagram. Armando Brown faced a judge for the first time yesterday. The 27-year-old is charged with taking indecent liberties with a student. Prosecutors say Brown asked the girl questions on Instagram about a sex act and trying to arrange a meetup at his home. Brown resigned Friday and maintains his innocence. He's being held under a $50,000 bond.
You can get free health screenings today at a mobile event in Raleigh. Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina is holding a mobile clinic at Wake Tech's North Campus from 10 to 4. You can get blood pressure screenings and free COVID vaccines and boosters. Free boxes of food for people experiencing hunger will also be on hand. HIV and STD testing is also available until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Good news for adventurous travelers out of RDU, where you're looking live right now this morning. You will soon be able to fly to and from Iceland year-round. Iceland Air made the announcement yesterday. Previously, those flights to and from Iceland were only available seasonally. Starting later this year, 4 flights will be available to and from RDU each week. A big decision from our nation's central bank today is likely to affect your family's finances. The Federal Reserve is weighing another interest rate hike to fight inflation, but must also consider those recent bank collapses. WRL's Nia Harden spoke to an economist about what today's decision means for you.
Well, one local economist tells me that he believes the Feds will raise interest rates. Mike Walden from NC State, he's an economist. He says that he believes it will go up a quarter point. Other financial experts say the same. Walden also thinks we are headed to a recession. While he expects North Carolina to feel the higher interest rates and see some layoffs, he says the state's economy will continue to grow, but warns you should keep your job.
Have a plan in place for your household budget. If you do, if a cut back and maybe your hours at work comes about so that you can still manage to get by just spending on the necessities. But I don't think you should get overly depressed about the future. I think the future in our, especially North Carolina, the economic future is very, very good. I think the next 6 to 9 months will tell the tale.
The Feds will release that decision at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Nia Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
10 minutes after 8 on your Wednesday, two inmates make a daring escape from a Virginia prison. Coming up, where authorities were able to track them down and put them back behind bars.
Plus, skateboarders in Raleigh will soon have a new place to ride. The groundbreaking that's happening today for downtown's first skate park.
And this first band of rain, you can see it dissipating as it's moving into the sand hills. We do have more on the way. I'll show you when you can expect rain where you are coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right on your Wednesday morning. Some clouds over Clinton. Good morning to you. I can see the sun trying to break through there just a little bit. You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Along with those clouds come some showers in some areas. Elizabeth Gardner has what's ahead.
We've had a few patchy light rain showers in the sand hills this morning. We're going to see more of that pushing in as we get closer to lunchtime. It's going to be much warmer tomorrow, even though this morning is at least 20 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. Even more warmth, the temperatures in the 80s for tomorrow and Friday. It'll be breezy as well. And then the next front comes in on Saturday. We have the potential for some light showers and maybe even an isolated thunderstorm. But right now, it doesn't look like we'd have much severe weather. We take a look around the area. We take a look at Goldsboro. There's a look at Fayetteville. We did have some rain that was sort of clipping Fayetteville earlier. There's a look at our newsroom there. We're not looking at any wet conditions there on the pavement. Same thing in Chapel Hill and Apex. We're looking dry, but definitely on the cloudy side. Satellite and radar are showing a good bit of rain back here across parts of Tennessee. That will come working its way into our area as we get into the afternoon. That first band of showers that moved through has almost completely dissipated, but I'm watching the next one that's back here moving into Greensboro. It's going to be moving into our counties in the west here probably within the next hour. So it's 8:15. As we get closer to 9 o'clock, we'll start to see some of that in our western counties. But again, that first band that moved through across Moore County and Hope County, Cumberland County, that's pretty much fizzled out at this point. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see that next round starting to move in around 9. It spreads across the triangle by noon and then starts to slip farther to the south as we head through the afternoon. The farther north and east you are, the less chance you'll see any rain today, but it looks like it could be fairly wet during the evening commute from Goldsboro to Clinton to Fayetteville to Southern Pines. After dinner, we see all of that tapering off, and we'll have a break until Saturday. Taking a look at temperatures, we're starting in the 40s this morning. We'll climb up to around 60 this afternoon. The best chance of rain across the viewing area will happen close to lunchtime through the evening hours, especially in our southern counties. Again, Thursday and Friday look nice and dry. Friday, we're going to be watching this front. It may dip down near the Virginia line, and that could bring us some cloud cover and maybe some slightly cooler temperatures up around Roanoke Rapids. But that will continue to lift northward through the day. We'll still have a good push from the south, keeping our temperatures warm for most of us. And then, of course, on Saturday, the cold front starts to approach us. We'll begin to see some showers by lunchtime. It does look like it moves on out by around 5 or 6 o'clock, and then we'll be clearing, and it looks like a lovely day on Sunday. How much rain today and Saturday combined? Look at this. Hardly any for both days, looking at about a tenth of an inch. 30% chance today, 60% chance on Saturday, but even though it's a higher chance, the amount of rain that we may see out of this is still pretty minimal. We could use some. Our pollen count is high and will continue to climb as our temperatures remain warm consistently starting tomorrow well into the weekend. Our next best chance of rain past Saturday comes on Monday and Tuesday. Our warmest day of the week on Friday, 86 degrees. I'll show you how close that will be to a record coming up, Brian.
Here at 8:16, we are still following breaking news in Durham. Live pictures from Sky 5 where they're trying to get this crash cleared from the southbound Durham Freeway, 147, right around the Briggs Avenue interchange. You can see they have a couple of vehicles involved there. They also have the tow truck on the scene to get this all cleared up. All that traffic on southbound 147 is getting diverted onto Briggs Avenue, and there are some very heavy delays as you head out of downtown Durham this morning through the Alston Avenue interchange, really beginning all the way back around Mangum Street. In the Sky 5 video there, there's the pedestrian bridge right there, and there's Alston Avenue, and you can see how big those backups are. We'll show it to you here on the sensors and show you the best alternate route to get around that. Again, the delays begin before you get to Mangum Street on southbound 147, and just checked with some of the alternate route software that we have, and it looks like if you head out to 885 using Holloway Street and then take 885 southbound to I-40, that's going to save you about 10 minutes over getting stuck in that traffic coming out of downtown Durham. So consider using that as an alternate route. Looks like we may have a crash here in the past couple of minutes on 440 westbound right around the Wake Forest Road interchange, contributing to some of those usual delays coming in from 87 toward Capitol Boulevard. And that earlier crash at 40 westbound near the Clayton Bypass, still there. DOT says that the right shoulder is blocked, and we are still seeing some delays coming in from 42 through the bypass interchange. Latest update from the sensors indicating it's about a four-minute backup, so not all that bad. Certainly, once you get up toward Business 70, traffic's flowing freely through Garner.
All right, thank you, Brian. Work begins this morning on downtown Raleigh's first skate park. A groundbreaking is planned for the Conlon Family Skate Park. It's set to open in a few months. This is video from a pop-up skate park the group held at Union Station Plaza earlier this month. Organizers believe this new park will help bring people from all different backgrounds together to enjoy the sport.
So you have folks that are with a really low barrier to entry sport are gathering, interacting together, and you watch older skaters help younger skaters, and it's all about encouragement. So it's such a wonderful atmosphere and a wonderful environment.
The groundbreaking is set for 9 o'clock this morning on Dorch Street. Mayor Marianne Baldwin will be speaking, and Skate Raleigh will unveil its plans for the park and some of its features.
Fuquay Varina is holding off on adding a social district to its downtown. The Board of Commissioners decided to table the discussion until a later date during a meeting last night. Social districts allow people to buy alcoholic drinks from bars and restaurants and then drink them in public inside a defined space. Garner was the last Wake County town to establish a social district at the beginning of March. At least 30 communities across the state have one in place right now.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, we want to take you to these live pictures coming in from Los Angeles this morning. This is where staffers and workers with the Los Angeles Unified School District are back on the picket line this morning. This is the second day of a three-day walkout by teachers in that same district. All these staffers are joining in support. This strike is affecting about a half million students in the nation's second largest school system. Now, this union represents about 30,000 teachers, aides, special education assistants, bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, all on the picket line again. This is the second day of this three-day strike in Los Angeles.
Ken, thanks for that update. Two Virginia inmates are back in custody after they escaped from a jail in Newport News. Authorities say two inmates used tools made from a toothbrush and a metal object to dig a hole in a wall. You see it right there. They were then able to find some other loose metal inside there, which they used to help with the rest of their escape. Scaled another wall to make their final getaway. The two were found and arrested yesterday at a nearby IHOP restaurant. Charges related to the escape are still pending.
North Carolina's attorney general is now suing a realty company that Five on Your Side has warned you about. MV Realty offers homeowners cash to sign homeowner benefit agreements. But people don't realize these agreements lock them into a 40-year contract to use MV Realty as their listing agent. They have to pay a heavy penalty to break the contract. The AG's lawsuit says MV violated several laws, including bans on unfair and deceptive practices. And nearly two dozen attorneys general are demanding Hyundai and Kia make certain types of their vehicles less easy to steal. The list includes North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein. In a letter, they say the automakers need to offer anti-theft upgrades faster and provide a free option for vehicles that can't be upgraded. Thefts spiked after TikTok video showed how to exploit a security flaw. Kia and Hyundai have already released some free upgrades. Well, today is World Water Day. The day is meant to highlight the importance of fresh and clean water and raise awareness about the billions of people around the world who don't have access to it. The United Nations Water Conference is happening today through Friday in New York. The 2023 World Water Development Report on Water and Sanitation Issues is also being released today.
An NC State athletic program that has produced a silver medalist at the Olympics is ending this year. The varsity rifle team began more than 60 years ago. It's just one of a couple dozen teams, rifle teams, varsity level in the NCAA. Athletic director Boo Corrigan didn't specify why the program is going away. Student athletes on the roster will get to keep their scholarships if they stay at NC State. Lucas Kozineski competed in air rifle at the Rio Olympics when he was a senior in the program at State, and he won a silver medal at the games in Tokyo as well. Durham's popular Museum of Life and Science has a new attraction in the newly redesigned and expanded Play to Learn exhibit, officially opened Tuesday. The museum provided this video to us to showcase the new digs there. Cute kids, too. There's new space, gentle play, and areas for the older kids to build things, even learn more about light and shadows, all kinds of sciencey stuff.
So cute. Yeah. My goodness. Well, 3D printing machines are making things from furniture and shoes to human organs, even a rocket.
Yeah, well, now engineers have created something with that technology that you can eat. A team at Columbia used a 3D printing machine and laser technology to whip up a 7-ingredient vegan cheesecake.
What?
One of the co-authors of the study says if the printed food seems a little bit off-putting, it shouldn't be because it is similar to using an oven or microwave to cook that food.
It kind of looks like peanut butter, a little bit.
I would give it a try.
I would try it. It's a little odd, but I'd try it. Yeah, it's cheesecake.
See how close it is to cheesecake.
Exactly.
There's a push to limit how racial issues are tackled in the classroom. It could take a big step forward today. We'll have details on the new bill coming your way.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're going to begin with traffic. Brian Schrader tracking a major crash on the Durham Freeway.
Yeah, southbound lanes of the Durham Freeway or 147 are blocked right now at Briggs Avenue as they clear a crash. Sky 5 video from just a little while ago shows the scene out there where they had a vehicle that was flipped over. They have been able to clear a lot of this. They're still working to clear the entire road, but you can see how busy traffic is out there as we have some big backups leaving downtown Durham this morning. Take you back to the map and show you the best alternate route. It looks like if you take Holloway Street out toward 885 and then 885 southbound to I-40, that should save you about 10 minutes this morning. Also, look out for a crash on 440 westbound right around the Six Forks Road interchange. Seeing some pretty heavy delays heading through Capitol Boulevard.
And there's some rain on the radar, but none of that's affecting traffic this morning. We had a few light showers down to the south that have dissipated. And then the next band of rain moving through Greensboro is going to start moving into some of our western counties here within the next hour to hour and a half. And that could bring us some showers in the Triangle area by lunchtime. Here's a look at Chapel Hill. Gray skies, but dry conditions right now. Town by town, 20 degrees warmer than yesterday. 48 in Fayetteville, 45 in Tarboro. A sprinkle showing up there in Irwin. We've had a few light showers down to the south, but most of those are dissipated at this point, at least for a little while. Mid-50s at lunchtime. If you're exercising this evening, temperatures will still be in the upper 50s, but we'll have a good chance of rain midday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We're expecting to get new insight today on why the Roanoke Rapids police chief and captain are on administrative leave. The city manager plans to release a statement this afternoon. Chief B.L. Martin and Captain Jamie Hardy were placed on leave earlier this month. Neither of them have said why. Next on Fox 50, an effort to legalize sports betting in North Carolina could face its biggest challenge yet today.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Durham. A crash has closed the southbound side of the Durham Freeway. I'll show you the alternate route that should save you about 15 minutes.
We had a few patchy showers in the Sandhills. Now another wave of rain is starting to approach some of our western counties. I'll show you when you could see rain where you are.
And the Federal Reserve will meet today. Coming up, what a rate hike could mean for North Carolina.
And today, Roanoke Rapids will release why its police chief and captain are on administrative leave. Details we will share with you. It's a news conference expected to happen about 4 this afternoon. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. A little warmer today.
Yeah.
I always check the weather app before I walk out the door to see, what am I dealing with here? Is it going to be 28 degrees today or is it going to be, 48 degrees? It was nicer today. It wasn't 28 degrees. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here to tell us it's going to get even warmer later on.
Yesterday we were in the 20s and this morning in the 40s. So it does feel much more comfortable and the farmers are not having to worry about protecting those fruit crops. But we are watching some showers. We had a light band of rain move into the Sandhills. I have yet to see any of that on any of our cameras. It's very dry across our area right now. So these first waves that are moving in, a lot of that rain is dissipating. We have some showers moving across Greensboro right now, moving into Alamance, County and then eventually into Orange and Durham counties, probably within the next hour or so. You can watch that here on Futurecast. You can see that band of rain gradually sliding eastward. It moves into the triangle by noon, and then all of this begins to slide eastward, but shifts southward as well toward the afternoon. Clinton, Fayetteville, Southern Pines, most likely to see wet conditions during the evening commute. It should be lighter to over by the time we get to the evening commute from the triangle area northward. We'll see that rain dissipating. With the cloud cover out there, temperatures will be a little cooler this afternoon, but it's nice and mild this morning. We take a look at Southern Pines. Southern Pines, we had rain on the radar, but looking around, it doesn't look like very much of that actually hit the ground. 48 in Fayetteville right now, 46 Rocky Mount, 43 in Roxborough. Temperatures are anywhere from 15 to 20 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. And then we'll see a high of 60 this afternoon, but most of the day will feel like 50s. Our best chance of rain comes mid-morning through the middle of the afternoon. And tomorrow, we're still on track for temperatures in the 80s. Brian?
8:32 right now. We've been following this breaking news on the southbound Durham Freeway. This is a video that Sky 5 recorded a little while ago, right around Briggs Avenue, of an overturned vehicle. They closed it for a little while there, and you can see those big delays leaving downtown Durham. But Michael Grayson, the WRL breaking news tracker, just texted me. They have reopened lanes out there on southbound 147. But of course, with backups this significant, it's going to be a little while before things get back to normal. Take you to the map and show you the live sensor data right now, and the delays on southbound 147 continue all the way around the Mangum Street and Roxborough Street interchanges through Alston Avenue down to Briggs Avenue. A lot of people using Alston Avenue this morning as a good alternate route to get from downtown Durham to I-40. A better alternate route for you is going to be leaving downtown on Holloway Street, heading out to 885, and then heading southbound on 885. That's going to save you up to 15 minutes. Just checked, and we thought it was a 10-minute time saving earlier, but the delays are so bad now, I think that's going to save you about 15 minutes. So that's probably the best way to get from downtown Durham to the south side of Durham this morning. There's a little bit of a northbound delay right around that crash site with some onlooker slowdowns, but it's really not all that bad at this point. We have another crash on 440 westbound right around the Six Forks Road interchange, leading to some backups between New Bern Avenue out towards Six Forks this morning. It looks like it's a pretty minor crash. We're working to get it cleared, but we're seeing some significant delays, about a 16-minute backup overall from 87 around to Wade Avenue.
Thanks, Brian. There's a big decision from our nation's central bank today that's likely to affect your family's finances. The Federal Reserve is weighing another interest rate hike to fight inflation, but must also consider those recent bank collapses. WRL's Naya Harden spoke to an economist about what today's decision means for you.
Well, one local economist tells me that he believes the Feds will raise interest rates. Mike Walden from NC State, he's an economist. He says that he believes it will go up a quarter point. Other financial experts say the same. Walden also thinks we are headed to a recession. While he expects North Carolina to feel the higher interest rates and see some layoffs, he says the state's economy will continue to grow, but warns you should keep your job.
Have a plan in place for your household budget. If you do, if a cut back and maybe your hours at work comes about so that you can still manage to get by just spending on the necessities. But I don't think you should get overly depressed about the future. I think the future in our, especially North Carolina, the economic future is very, very good. I think the next 6 to 9 months will tell the tale.
The Feds will release that decision at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Naya Harden, WRL News in Raleigh.
A portion of I-95 South near Wilson reopened at 3 this morning after a tractor trailer carrying bread caught on fire. Take a look at this video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The troopers tell us the truck's tire caught on fire and the flames quickly spread. Now, the driver had stopped to fuel up and spilled some of it into the road. Hazmat crews had to help with the cleanup, which closed the interstate for several hours. No one was hurt.
New this morning, the grand jury in the hush money case against former President Donald Trump will reconvene. It could make the historic decision to hand up an indictment. Trump remains in Florida, gearing up for a possible court battle. He could face charges related to payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. It would be the first time a former president has faced criminal charges. Trump and his supporters say Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case is politically motivated. Police in New York and Washington are gearing up for possible protests. Some people are already gathering in New York.
Of all the things Alvin Bragg could be doing, this is what he's chosen to prosecute.
Well, I'm hoping Trump is finally held accountable for the absolute anarchy and tyranny that he has created in this country.
An indictment would remain sealed until there is an arraignment unless the DA asks the court's permission to unseal it or if Trump announces it himself. And Trump is criticizing the district attorney on social media. In a post to Truth Social last night, Trump said Alvin Bragg presides over one of the most crime-ridden, violent, and dangerous cities in the U.S. Trump also claimed that he has committed no crime of any kind.
Today, Roanoke Rapids will release why its police chief and captain are on administrative leave. WRL was there as the Roanoke Rapids City Council went into a closed-door session Tuesday night to discuss that personnel matter. Earlier this month, Chief B.L. Martin and Captain Jamie Hardy were placed on leave without answers as to why. City manager is scheduled to release a statement today at 4 o'clock. The city attorney said there'll be no lapse in police services.
Our acting chief is Gorton Williams. He's right over there. You know, the community is, you know, the PD is still patrolling the streets and still making arrests and still, you know, detectives are still investigating cases.
Chief Martin and Captain Hardy have declined to say why they are on leave. We now know the name of the person who was found dead in a burn pit at a home in Cary. Police say they found the remains of 34-year-old Cecily Walker Scott at the home on Dorset Drive Sunday. Officers say the homeowner, 35-year-old Ian DeLauder, shot himself in an RV on that same property. He's still in critical condition. Another woman was found unhurt at the home. WRL has learned that since 2018, Cary police have been called there 21 times.
A push to limit how racial issues are tackled inside the classroom could take a big step forward today. The State House is expected to vote on a bill restricting lessons on systemic racism and white privilege. It instead lays out topics teachers can address, but in the bill's words, can't promote. It does not mention critical race theory. And some good news to share with you this morning. 17-year-old Tillman Mitchell is out of the hospital and recovering at home. He is the student who was hit in Halifax County while getting off the school bus. The principal at Hollywood Saponi Tribal School shared the update. She's also planning a community day this Saturday, March 25th, from 11 to 6 p.m. inside the school's cafeteria. There will be a car wash, bake sale, and more to help support Tillman and his family.
The look of downtown Chapel Hill may be about to change. Town Council is meeting tonight to consider plans for a new life sciences center. These are some of the early sketches of what the building could look like. The new building would be on West Franklin Street across from Chipotle. It would be 9 stories tall and would also feature retail space along West Franklin Street and parking along West Rosemary Street. Tonight's council meeting starts at 7. An effort to legalize sports betting could face its longest odds yet today. 2 House committees will vote on the bill after a 3rd committee gave it the green light yesterday. Our NC Capitol team says one of those committees, the Judiciary Committee, could have a shot at derailing the bill. A similar measure failed last year by a single vote in the House. Governor Cooper supports the bill and actually included $85 million from sports betting tax revenue in his current budget plan.
Coming up on 8:40 this morning, a homeowner gets a surprise on his doorbell camera. That's not a dog, that's a coyote. Why wildlife experts say you need to be aware as sightings become more common.
And just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true. We'll look at why educators are calling for students to learn how to spot misinformation online.
Welcome back on your Wednesday morning. 8:43 is the time. This is a look over Wilson. The whirligigs are really at a standstill there, but it is quite cloudy. We're not seeing any rain, but there's plenty of it around us. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here to tell us if we're going to be seeing any of that rain and when.
Likely to see it at least in the western parts of the viewing area in the next couple of hours, and then it spreads eastward. You can see where it is right now, a lot of it here across parts of Tennessee and Kentucky, moving into the mountains of North Carolina. We'll zoom in across our area. We had a little wave come in through the Sandhills earlier this morning, but that one has dissipated. We have another light shower that's coming across Greensboro. That also, as it moves into our viewing area, a lot of that is going to dissipate. So it's going to be slow getting some of this rain into our area. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see some of that that getting a little closer to us as we get to 9 or 10 o'clock, most likely pushing into the triangle by noon, as the leading edge of that probably will start to evaporate as it moves on in. And then the bulk of that slides eastward and then gradually southward as we head through the afternoon. The most likely place that you'll run into rain during the evening commute will be in our far south counties. So St. Clinton, Fayetteville, Southern Pines may still be wet during the evening commute, and then all of it slips southward and dissipates. So the farther north you are and northeast you are, the lesser chance you'll have of seeing any rain at all today. We did have that one band move through the Sandhills. It doesn't look like there was hardly any rain at all that fell around Southern Pines or Pinehurst, even though we had a blob of rain that moved through. 49 is our current temperature. We climb into the mid to upper 50s as we head through the afternoon. Right now, temperatures are in the mid 40s to nearly 50 degrees. It's much warmer than it was this time yesterday when we started off in the 20s. So feeling good out there this morning. 65 is our normal high. We'll see 60 for this afternoon because it will stay cloudy all day. But a southerly flow and some sunshine returns for tomorrow with a high of 80 degrees. And Friday, we could see a high of 86. That 86 will be just 2 degrees from the record that was set back in 1929. And then in Fayetteville, we could tie the record of 87 back in 1939. We're going to see more warmth as we get into more of a southerly flow. We have a high pressure system that's going to be situated off the coast. High pressure systems rotate clockwise, so this is pushing that warm air back into North Carolina. That's why we'll see such a big jump in our temperature for both Thursday and Friday. The coldest air stays well to our west, but we'll see some cooler air infiltrating as we get into the weekend. Still going to be nice. Saturday, we have a front that comes through. The best chance of rain will be in the afternoon and evening. And then on Sunday, we're dry behind that. Another wave of some showers again on Monday and Tuesday. But no freezing temperatures in our mornings coming up this week. And I know farmers will be happy for that. Brian?
Indeed. Here at 8:46, an update on this crash in Durham. Michael Grayson, the WRL Breaking News Tracker, just reported that all lanes are open now on 147 southbound at Briggs Avenue. Seeing a little bit of a lingering delay in downtown Durham, right around Mangum Street, Roxborough, down toward Fayetteville Street, and a little bit of an onlooker delay on the northbound side, but it's quickly getting better out there. Around the rest of the triangle, major approaches into Raleigh are looking all right. A little bit of a slowdown on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound, right around the Lake Wheeler Road interchange. Pretty typical for this time of day. And they're still working to get that crash cleared from 440 westbound, right around the Six Forks Road interchange. Still seeing some delays there, beginning right around the New Bern Avenue area through Capitol Boulevard and Wake Forest Road. By the time you get to Six Forks Road, things are clearing up nicely, but that one area there, that slowdown, adding up to about a 21-minute delay, so you need to allow that extra time there on 440 westbound.
Thanks, Brian. Check this out. A homeowner in Apex who got a notification on his phone from his Ring doorbell camera saw this. Two coyotes walking in his front yard. Wildlife experts in our area say this happens more than you think, and you need to keep track of your small pets. The homeowner says this is the first time he's ever seen coyotes in his neighborhood. Animal experts say this is becoming more common with so much new construction around the triangle. NC State Associate Professor Dr. Tara Harrison tells WRL coyotes are on the move this time of year because it's mating season and they're looking for partners.
Feed your cat outside, don't feed your dog outside, and also make sure your trash is contained to try to make it so your place is not a place for them to congregate.
Harrison says coyotes are easier to see this time of year, but they are likely always around. And I'm in Apex, Michelle, as you know, and I've seen coyotes there.
You watch your puppy.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. All right. Well, to combat the spread of misinformation online, some politicians are calling for social media sites to do a better job at regulating false posts. Jackie Ibanez takes a closer look at efforts to teach children how to identify misinformation.
With just a few clicks, or even a brief scroll, access to piles of information are quickly at our fingertips, thanks to the internet. But as helpful as the digital world is at spreading knowledge, it can be just as harmful because of how easily misinformation can spread online.
Everyone's susceptible to misinformation. It doesn't matter which political affiliation you are, doesn't matter what your age is.
To help prevent people from believing false claims, a growing number of educators across the country are calling for students to better learn how to identify when they're being lied to.
Like, I remember back in the day when we would call young people the digital natives, right? That we didn't need to teach them because they could figure it out because they were somehow born into this space, and so they'd be able to figure it out. Well, that didn't really pan out.
Misinfo Day at the University of Washington is helping to do just that, offering high school students exercises and how to responsibly consume media, how to fact-check information with credible sources, and why it's important to hear both sides of an argument.
I think it's really good for these types of conventions to happen so that kids can learn not only how to prevent the spread of misinformation, but also how to teach older family members that may have a harder time as well.
That was Jackie Abanez reporting. Several states, including Illinois, New Jersey, and Texas, have recently enacted new guidelines for teaching students how to accurately search for facts online.
Keep it in school here. Our teacher of the week loved the vibe of working with kids at a summer camp so much that she headed straight for the classroom. WRL's Brian Schrader finds out why she enjoys sharing her love of science.
So I have one.
MJ Bumgarner worked at a summer camp and she loved it. Then in college, when she was majoring in biology, she worked in an outdoor preschool.
I really enjoy this. I love little kids. Let me try to work at an elementary school.
Bumgarner worked as a teacher's assistant before getting her master's degree at NC State, and she's now teaching eighth grade science at Discovery Charter School in Bahama.
Science is one of those things that connects to the world around us, and what I love so much about teaching science is I can connect it to students' real lives and I can connect it to their other classes.
Discovery Charter School has a lot of innovative ideas. One is an incentive program that lets students work from home if they keep their grades up, while giving teachers the chance to work with students who need a little more help. Bumgarner says she loves making a difference in all those lives.
It can be a really fun career. It can be challenging. But I do really enjoy it. I'm glad that life brought me on this path.
MJ Bumgarner is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And you can look at all our honored teachers and nominate a teacher you'd like for us to recognize by going to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
New research from the Cleveland Clinic found a commonly used artificial sweetener is associated with an increased risk for heart attack and stroke. The sweetener is called erythritol, and researchers say it's made both inside the cells of our bodies and can be consumed as part of processed artificially sweetened foods. They discovered that those who have higher blood levels of the sweetener are at a higher risk for major adverse cardiac events over 3 years of follow-up. They also learned from a separate study where healthy volunteers were given a single serving of the artificial sweetener that blood levels remained elevated above thresholds associated with risk for clotting for several days. The doctor says this is cause for concern.
Today is World Water Day. The day is meant to highlight the importance of fresh and clean water and raise awareness about the billions of people around the world who don't have access to it. The United Nations Water Conference is happening today through Friday in New York. 2023 World Water Development Report on water and sanitation issues is also being released today.
This is beautiful. Washington, D.C. This is a live look there right now. Those famous cherry blossom trees will reach peak bloom today. The pink, it's just amazing. The National Park Service says it'll last through this Saturday. The National Cherry Blossom Festival runs until April 16th. The annual event features a kite festival, a cherry blossom 5K, and a parade. So a lot of people enjoying those cherry blossoms today. Well, get ready to relax and have a little more fun because it's National Goof Off Day.
Is it now? What day is not, right? So organizers say it is the perfect time to catch up on your sleep, watch a good movie. Strictly speaking, goofing off is just the avoidance of work, I guess. So that means whatever you do, try not to look like you're working. Find your inner couch potato. The observance started in Michigan in 1976. In the U.S. National Goof Off Day, it coincides with International Goof Off Day. So let's just take this worldwide.
I mean, so if your boss comes up to you and is like, what are you doing? Just say it's National Goof Off Day. Yeah. I mean, what do you expect?
I didn't invent it. I'm just a rule follower.
Yeah.
Before we head to break, here's your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic and no more goofing off for us.